everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in The Secret Invasion after watching 5 minutes of said The Secret Invasion?
A website, www.invasionhasbegun.com.
Yes.
And then it's an encrypted site, yeah. So you need a frickin' password.
And I'm like, how the frick do I get a password? I'm stupid.
What was the password?
Password.
No, it was... Hey, I will help you out,
wow,
listeners.
Wow, Shield's clever. I mean, dumb.
It is, and this is all caps.
Yeah.
RSD 3PX... 5N7S.
Whoa, so if you want to see the 5 minutes we watched, you just go to that website, slam those digits in, and you'll get to see 5 minutes, oh my god, of the upcoming television premiere.
Which is
funny.
I was going to say trilogy, but there's only one.
For now.
That's true. Can you kick something up?
What happens after an invasion? Secret invasion? Secret
war?
Staying?
Secrets sticking around. So the 5 minutes that we saw, not so exciting.
It's, what are you talking about? We got a man with a cool voice doing a big voiceover, it's a little gruff. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's great.
Like, what's going on?
You don't understand.
We live in a society where...
<The Joker. laughs>
We live in a society where no one knows what's going on.
What if I was a man who was actually an alien who thought... He was a man!
Zabit's voice went a bit muppety there. Like,
there's some bombs, and we think
there's too many Skrulls!
It was Kermit the
Frog. Yeah.
Anyway,
Agent Russ, what about all the Skrulls that have invaded?
It's Muppet Division.
Yeah.
They need one. So, for Muppet crimes, which must happen.
Well, there's lots of crimes that Muppets can commit that we can't.
Yeah, Muppet can sneak into a bank, no big deal. And can get shot, it's just felt.
How's a Muppet sneaking into a bank,
no
bones. Big deal?
Yeah.
Someone's pushing it through the slate.
You gotta understand, Dusha, I imagine the bank has a slot somewhere.
A slot that leads straight to the vault?
Yeah. You put your money, I guess. I don't know.
It
I don't
can
know how...
fit into tiny cracks.
Yeah, see. That's what I'm imagining. Yeah. You put them up into the walls.
I guess through the air conditioning?
Yeah.
Are you confusing Muppets with the concept of a liquid?
Yes, it is.
I'm confusing Muppets with water and banks with libraries. That's what's happening. Anyway, in a 5 minute clip, Everett Ross is going to visit a dear friend of his.
In Moscow, present day.
In present day, and the dear friend of his has uncovered a global conspiracy where he claims that 5 terrorist attacks have been done by the Skrulls, not individual
because
groups.
Because even though 5 terrorist attacks have been claimed by 5 different organizations, but they've been in different countries, and countries have retaliated by attacking each other.
One country attacks this country, but then that country attacks a different country. What that about?
It is funny that
Everett
this...
Ross is like, business as usual, my... that's right. Yeah, business as usual,
my good friend.
What the fuck, who cares?
And then he's like, hey, Nick Fury's in Saber in space, so you better give me something fucking good. The guy's like, well, I had evidence the whole time that, you know, Cinch is this, but I wasn't going to show you, but I guess I'll show you now.
Yeah, this is one of the attacks. This is the 6th attack. It hasn't happened yet, and it's going to be the biggest one.
Gives it to Everett Ross, and then Everett Ross is like, well, I'll take this to Nick Fury, and then our mystery man attacks Everett Ross, and it says, watch the TV show when it comes out.
Yeah, and then it shows you a 45-second trailer for the show, and also there was opening credits, so they lied when they said first 5 minutes, because it was like 4.
We've been scammed.
Yeah.
Marvel scammed us once again.
We must have put in the 4-minute password.
I wish they'd gone to a bit more effort to... like, show us that it was the... You know what I mean? That it was the Skrulls that were doing the attacks instead of just kind of, like, telling us. You know what I mean? Like, I wish the evidence we'd seen was not just a guy being like, it's the Skrulls that did it.
No, Jackson. Do you remember a lovely thing that you used to do when you were in primary school? It was called show and tell.
That's right.
And so what you would do is you get in front of your class, and you'd bring maybe, say, something like a cool bike you have.
Yeah.
And then you'd tell them about that.
That's right.
So this is akin to basically him taking photos of those things that we don't see, and then he tell us about
it. Yeah, that's true. Fair
enough. It's a classic filmic technique, which is show and tell.
You got to do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair, I suppose.
Emphasis
I suppose.
On the tell.
Yeah. Mostly
so,
tell.
If this is the first episode of the first 5 minutes of the first episode of the series,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you wish to see the evidence of Skrulls without being told about them, how would you do it?
I don't know. I'm not a film man.
Yeah, because I don't think you can do that scene.
Yeah.
Because the mysteries go in the other way, where we haven't seen it, which is also a normal way to do things.
Yeah.
Look, I know that Marvel have released some dog shit recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stinkers.
Oh, yeah.
This first 5 minutes, whilst didn't blow me away, I don't think they committed any obvious sins except maybe cutting where they did.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Like, because again, it's the is this conspiracy of like the Skrulls? Is this actually true, or what is going on? Because if they then showed us exactly what's going on, you're like, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, because that would actually be normally what Marvel do, which is you'd see the Skrulls blowing up a building, and they'd be like, for the Skrulls, and then it would cut back to Everett Frost, and he'll be like, but what if it wasn't? And we're being like, we've seen
we
it.
We saw the we Skrulls exactly do it, why. Dude.
But what if it was Skrulls pretending to be other Skrulls?
Whoa!
Do we think there's going to be any huge twists, like, along the way?
Yeah, I mean, his name will be a Skrull.
No, I mean, like, as in, so, like, the movie, just from, like, everything outside it that we know, and also the trailers, sets up, like, there's some bad Skrulls out there.
Yeah.
Do we think that that's going to be played straight, or is it going to be, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's actually some extra layers to this that we don't currently understand. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
In the first Captain Marvel, they were like, the Skrulls are the bad guys. Actually, no, they're not. Are they just literally being like, actually, yes, they were.
I think it'll just be there's a different faction. Yeah. And I think that this scene, I thought this scene was going to end the 5 minutes we saw with Everett Ross being like, I'm actually a Skrull. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, which it still might. Cause
I have a feeling that it's still happening. It's just they now have a fight before that reveal.
Yes. Yeah.
Has he been a Skrull the whole time? Or is
yeah,
it a
I reckon.
Bro,
well, that means that Elaine from Friends fucked a Skrull.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Presumably that she slept with her boyfriend or ex-husband. Were they married? I can't remember.
Yeah, they're exes.
They got a divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to consummate your marriage. Otherwise, Jesus Christ comes down and says, you're divorced.
Hey, you got to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
Christ wants you to fuck your wife, which
is
nice.
Yeah, but he hates if you fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, stop that.
Quit it. He slaps at you like a cat or a dog. Yeah. Sorry, Christ. I just wanted to bust a nut.
With Skrulls, I know when you kill a Skrull, as a human, they convert back to Skrull.
Oh, yeah.
But what about knocking unconscious or...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I reckon we'll probably find out in that fight scene.
Yes, I think so.
I assume, because Everett Ross has been unconscious a few times, like on camera.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess Wakandan technology aren't searching for Skrulls.
No,
so
but you'd think
that
they would.
That up.
Somebody would say something.
Well, someone like, oh, that's a rock. What's going on? Wrong.
Everett Ross, are you fucked under your skin?
If Skrulls are good, though, prior to the secret invasion, would it matter?
Well, I suppose not. Yeah. I suppose you don't bring
like
it up.
Like, if Wakandans are like, oh, this guy's a Skrull.
Who
cares? We know Skrulls are on Earth.
Yeah.
So, and they know Skrulls are on Earth. Like, that is openly discussed in this, too.
I'm thinking, you might be right with Everett Ross. He's, like, revealed to be a Skrull, but maybe he's just like, oh, he's been a Skrull the whole time. And that's sort of why he's, you know, going above and beyond to be like, I don't necessarily have allegiances to, say, the United States, but I kind of have allegiances to what's the right thing. So
why he goes and bally with
Wakanda and those kind of things, because he's thinking bigger picture.
Mm.
And why he got divorced from Elaine, because she's bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we think she'll
be in this at all?
She'll have to pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll probably pop up with U.S. I almost said U.S. American, U.S. soldier. U.S. soldier?
U.S. agent.
It's a dynamic I quite like, that Everett Ross is like kind of the good guy government person, and then Elaine from Veep is the bad guy, but they are exes. I think that's fun, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
It's quirky.
It's neat. I don't know. It's a fun dynamic. Is that a problem?
We've seen it on screen for about 5 minutes in one movie.
Yo, I like the idea. You know.
I reckon.
Is that a crime? Is
fire...
it criminal to enjoy a thing in a movie?
Fire up your BS Boys bingo card. If Jackson does watch Secret Invasion, which he won't unless we yell at him to.
Mm-hmm. And even then.
And even then, he'll probably fall off after two episodes.
I think he'll probably fall asleep.
No, because you'll be
confused with a dream.
You'll be watching it whilst making spaghetti, so you can't fall asleep.
That's true. That's
otherwise, you'll burn your spaghetti. Yeah, just
great show racked by the cake of spaghetti I had to eat while watching it.
Yeah. Anyway, just write on that BS Boys bingo card. Jackson actually ends up hating the dynamic between.
It's very possible.
Yeah. It's too quippy.
Well, yeah, because that dynamic literally invites quips.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's quippy in universe, not like quippy.
Yeah, it might be okay.
It's like 90s sitcom quippy. Yeah. He'll be like, "Well, I could wish I could trust you, but thought I could trust you when we were married.
Broke my heart once already, baby." I think I liked it.
Maybe you will like it because it'll remind you of Becca.
I did love Becca, dude. Becca fucking ruled.
For a brief period of time, Becca was the most, like, was getting, like, just getting paid, like, a fuckload of money.
I get it. Yeah. Was Becca a dentist?
No, he was a GP.
He was a GP.
Okay.
He was like House, but for the common man.
The peasant's house.
Yeah, he was a GP for the GP.
Yeah, because House, obviously, for kings.
Yes.
Yeah, royalty, yeah.
Well, House is like a son of a bitch that works at a hospital, and you go in and you get all these, like, hoity-toity doctors and nurses, and the house comes in and says, "Hey, first of all, go fuck yourself. Second of all, you got fucking diarrhea."
Yeah. Also, you've been lying to everyone. I know, because everyone lies. That's my moral philosophy.
Whereas Beck is just like, "Jesus Christ, you diarrheaed all over my fucking practice. What's wrong with you?
Do you mind if I smoke in here? Shut up. I don't care. I'm going to smoke.
I diagnose you with being dumb as fuck."
Yeah.
Beck a rule.
Yeah.
He went to that diner.
Yeah.
Friends with that blind guy and his secretary that went on to be in the Saw movies.
That's right.
I mean, from Saw.
His landlord was a sack of shit and a recurring character. That's good.
Yeah. Becca's life sucked.
How old do you reckon Becca was in Becca?
He'd be like in his 30s.
I was going to say late 30s, maybe. Or mid, like 36.
He always seemed so old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon if you went back and watched it now, you'd be like, it doesn't
absolutely
seem that old.
Wow, just because
I
was like, sprightly 25.
Yeah. I wonder how old he was. I'm guessing 40.
Well, it's kind of tricky because...
Oh, wasn't it Harold Klein that was like that horny Italian man?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
He's kind of little.
Yeah, wasn't that his landlord? Wasn't his landlord a horny Italian man?
Maybe.
He was maybe bald or just had a really spherical head. I can't really remember. It's good. I love Becca Corner. Baseless speculation. We're Becca heads here, you know? I always thought, I mean, like, obviously it wouldn't make sense because...
Becca would hate everything now.
Yeah.
A reoccurring Becca trait is that he hates political correctness.
Oh, no.
Oh, Becca.
Oh, man. Society go to PC/woke.
Yeah. But he's an atheist because he can't accept the God who lets bad things happen.
Becca's a complex guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there a plot arc in Becca where he dated the lady that worked at the diner he always went to, and then they broke up and she left the diner and a new lady came into the diner?
Maybe, because wasn't the diner lady and him always like a will they or won't they? And then they did, and then it kept going, I guess.
Did she?
So that'd be a nice ender of the season of Becca.
I think they were like,
but then again.
Was there a reoccurring bit in Becca where she, this sounds insane, but I do kind of remember it. She made horrible sandwiches. Like, she made horrible sandwiches
and
at the diner.
And that's kind of find out why, like, Becca. why he keeps going back, because it's like, your sandwich is a dog shit, but I come here for you.
That's right. That sounds like familiar. Becca.
Whoa. Fucking Ted Danson was 50 when Becca started.
Yeah, whoa, he was old.
25.
Why did we think he was 30?
I think it's just in our head, we were like, it would be weird to have a sitcom based on...
Like an angry 50-year-old.
Well, I don't think he would have been playing 50. It would have been like late 30s or early 40s. They never say his age in the show, as far as I could find, though.
Yeah. At that point, I'm assuming he still had his, like, you know, shock of white hair.
His hair was entirely white when he was filming Becca, but he dyed it.
And also, I guess we were young when we were watching Becker, so it was distorted in that way.
100%. So when you're young, anything above 22, you're like, we're old as shit, so it's all old.
Yeah. But also, sitcoms used to be like, hey, everyone's 21. Or they're in high school and they're 17.
Yeah, but don't worry, they're all played by 35 to 50-year-olds.
Isn't Homer like 36?
Homer's
consistently 36.
No, he ages like once every like 5 years.
Okay.
Homer at the beginning is like maybe 34, and then now I think he's like 36 or 37.
How old is DeHomerson? He's in his, you know what, I'm not going to look it up, because he's in his late 30s, yes.
Yeah.
Bart's 10. He's a piece of shit 10-year-old.
He sucks, dude. Bart sucks. Yeah. I strangle him, too.
Fucking, what the fuck?
Maggie even won.
Yeah, Maggie's won.
Okay, thank God.
But like,
smart
fuck?
One.
Yeah,
she killed a guy. Well, shot a guy.
She manslaughtered a guy. Oh, no, because he's okay.
Attempted manslaughter a guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Lisa's 8, but she's talking to adults. 8-year-olds don't talk to adults. Yeah, they don't know what the fuck's going adults. On.
That's
they
true.
Play Beyblades and that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, Secret Invasion. Yeah. I think, so the Skrulls are going to be like, hey, what's his name? Fury, you promised us a home, but we've been here for 30 years, so this is our home now.
Yeah.
So,
delivered.
We're going to be part of this thing. So either we want to sit at the table or we're going to take it.
Yeah. And then I think, what's his name? Mendelsohn will be like, because he became effectively a member of S.H.I.E.L.D., really, because he's been impersonating Nick Fury or whatever. So I think the other Skrulls are going to kind of be like, turncoat, you know what I mean? Like, weren't you on the main group to get us a new planet, and instead you've just joined the American government?
I think there'll be an obvious distinction. The people that are already, the Skrulls that are already on Earth working for S.H.I.E.L.D., won't be the ones behind any of this.
Oh,
It'll be
of course.
Skrulls from space have come. And been like, hey, you fucked it, so we're just taking this planet.
But do you think there'll be a reveal where they're like, slowly over the last 30 years, more and more Skrulls have just come to Earth in secret?
It'll be like, since the snap when the fucking Earth, the guys are gone.
Yeah. I recall.
Yes.
We sent some Skrulls to fill in some little blanks that you left when you died.
Actually, that's not a bad plot point. Like, if Mendelsohn didn't get blipped, or maybe some higher important Skrulls got blipped. Like using Skrulls in that position to be like, even though that someone was blipped, oh, no, I'm here the whole time. I can make decisions.
Yeah.
That would probably be a cool plot point. Yeah,
that would be a cool, like,
if I've nailed that, shout out to me, but also I think that's too clever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, imagine a montage where it shows the second click that brings people back, and then the Skrull copies of them just, like, killing or snapping the necks of the people who returned because they've taken over their spot in
their life. It's like a scene where it's, like, one guy and the lip guy comes back, then their wife comes in, and the Skrull's like,
he's a Skrull!
Rattlesnakes. Has to shoot his wife and the person he was impersonating.
Yeah, exactly. Or just like when the person he's impersonating returns in the kitchen being like, what the fuck just happened? He just,
I was going to say that
chokes him out or whatever, puts him in the dumpster.
Probably been too long since Infinity War / Endgame for them to be still doing stuff like that. But everyone hates Phase 4.
Yeah.
So it actually would be smart to be like, hey, remember when we were good?
There's actually not really been any, like, huge kind of cultural touchstone MCU moments since the snap, really.
I was going to say, have we seen much in terms of, like, the last phase when, they've kind of addressed the snap? They sort of talk about
they
it in...
do it in the first couple of ones.
And that's about it, right?
No Way Home, fucking WandaVision, it's a plot point
Captain America.
Yeah, in the TV shows it
Winter Soldier, yeah.
But like Thor Love and Thunder, Quantumania. I mean, Quantumania, he's like, I did the Infinity War, I'm tired. Yeah. But like, otherwise it's not like addressed. But I don't think it'll be like a huge plot point, but I think they could reference it as like the Skrulls came in during the snap. But also because in the 5 minutes we've seen, Everett Ross is like, there's like 5 fucking Skrulls, brother. And he's like, there could be fucking thousands. You don't know. So I also wouldn't be surprised if they were like, since the, 1990s or whatever, when the Skrulls first came here.
When Carol Danvers first fell into that blockbuster.
That's how everybody remembers that time. Slowly, more and more Skrulls have been coming to Earth in disguise. There are, because that's a big, where they're like, there's like a million Skrulls on Earth and you just don't know who they are because it's a secret invasion.
I think maybe that, because like, how many Skrulls were on that ship that was with Talos on that?
It was like 20.
20? Okay.
Wasn't many.
More than that. Then yeah, look, potentially there's people who are like maybe the snap really like fucked up, you know, Skrull world.
Yeah,
then the Skrulls are like, oh, well, you know, Earth is a nice place. We can go
Were the Skrulls in... Let's play a little game called trying to remember one movie out of fucking 40.
Yeah.
And a small, very small plot point. Why were the Skrulls that were with Captain Marvel wanting to go to Earth?
They were on a space station. Mm-hmm.
The Kree were hunting...
Has the Kree taken over their planet?
Maybe. I think the Kree were hunting the Annette Bening.
Oh, yeah.
She came to
She was Mar-Vell, right?
Yeah.
People don't like that.
Yeah, she was friend of the Skrulls.
Yeah.
Because Mar-Vell was using some Earth resources to maybe... Was she building a weapon to hurt Skrulls, or was she like, I'm going to build something
to help
Skrulls?
She was building a supersonic jet out of the...
Yeah. Was the Tesseract on Earth at that point? Is that what she was using?
In Norway.
Because I thought it was like, Mar-Vell was like, don't worry, I'm going to make something that's going to real ruin the Skrulls' day, wink, but really save them. And then the Kree find out, and then they're like, well, we got to go get Mar-Vell because she's protecting the Skrulls. And then Captain... Danvers, she protects Skrulls now.
But are the Kree...
So...
What?
They're hiding from the Kree.
Yes.
Okay.
Mar-Vell is hiding Talos' family and the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Not on Earth.
Yeah, they're in a spaceship station.
Above the Earth.
Orbiting Earth.
Is the space station the one she made that gave Cal Danvers her powers?
No.
Oh.
No, not that space station. She gets her powers from the
Tesseract going big bada boom.
Big bada boom.
Yeah. Multipass.
Multipass. Lulu. Fifth Element's love. Ruby Rod. Far out. What a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Corbin Dallas.
Corbin Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Rod. It's got a pop, pop, pop. He eats a lady out on a space plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Did you find out?
Nah, it's too focused on what Captain Marvel's doing and what I was reading.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it's that they are...
Their planet
they're
must
refugees.
Be fucked.
They're fleeing. They're fleeing the Skrull home.
The war. But they need a new home.
Yep.
But do all the Skrees.
Whoa.
Do all the Skrulls need a new home? They must.
They must, which makes it weird when it's like, well, these are... Obviously, they shouldn't be trying to take over Earth, but these are rough. Look, where are they? They got to go somewhere.
That's why I think it's going to be like, because it is the kid of Talos.
Yeah.
That's like Emilia Clarke. And I think it's like that generation.
Is that confirmed?
Now 90% sure, yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I think it's like that generation of Skrulls who only know Earth.
Oh, okay.
And I think this is going to be where that like little faction breaks off.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be the kids of those Skrulls and like the kids of the refugees to be like, so we've basically been, I mean, look, you could look to the real world to be like, I wonder if there's any of this happening that they might be borrowing from. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're going to be basically like, oh, look, you know, you're in this, this refugee camp in space. And they're like, this is stifling.
Yeah, this is not good.
It's been 30 years. Maybe process things a bit quicker.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, so it's been 30 years and you've been telling us about a new planet for like so long and it's
not happening.
How many years need to go before we start believing this bullshit lie?
Yeah.
We're stopping. And so this is our home. We don't want to go to a new planet because that isn't our home.
Yeah, Earth and that's it.
Yeah, you talk about the Skrull home world. We don't know what that is, Skrullos or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're talking about going to somewhere else because that hasn't happened. And like, you know, we're behested the kindness of Captain Marvel and Nick Fury. What have they done for us lately? Not fucking much.
Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
So we're going to take Earth, or we're going to want like a little section of Earth that's ours because this is our home. We belong here.
Well, maybe there'll even be like a scene where one of Talos's daughters or whatever that generation put out like a call to the other Skrulls where they're like, we want it. And Talos is like, babe, you just gotta wait. And then she's like, that, fuck this. I'm calling in the other Skrulls or whatever.
Or it could have been like, hey, Skrulls, we're gonna get it. We are, you know, we found allies. We are, you know, come true, and then from there, we're gonna go to another homeworld or a new world. And so they've been slowly just building up over the time. And then it's like, so about this world you promised us.
It is funny that Nick Fury promised that they'll find them another world in the 90s before they'd, like, nobody was really going to space.
Yeah, just did nothing. And then did nothing about it.
He's like, we'll find you another world. And they're like, how are you going to do that? He's like, I don't fucking know.
No, I'm just saying shit now.
I just want him to stop
talking. I just saw a cat eat a man. I'm really sad. I process. I'm cool, calm, collected. Honestly, I just want to get out of the situation.
I'm scared.
And if I say anything wrong, I feel maybe you might eat me. So I'll find you a new world.
Good.
Emilia Clarke is playing Talos's daughter.
Yeah.
So you were right. Also, Don Cheadle is
War Machine.
But what's his name?
Rhodes.
Yeah.
Rhodey. Yeah.
Rhodey Rhodes.
Rhodey. Yeah. Rodney Rhodes.
He's gonna fucking eat me or whatever. Rodney Rhodes did.
Hey,
you know?
G'day, lads. It's me, Bloody. No, Kevin Bloody Wilson's a different guy.
Yeah.
It's me, Rodney Rhodes. I'm gonna fuck your mama.
Nah, that's more of an annoying laugh. Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna fuck your mama. I'm Rodney Rhodes. The references in this episode are truly on point.
Kevin Chase?
Kevy Bloody Chase?
Kevin Bloody Wilson, he did songs, right? Or did they both do songs?
They both did songs.
It's cool that we just had two guys doing the same thing.
Yeah,
Rodney Rue was like something like blah, 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 oh, Vegemite and that kind of.
Yeah, he would do, it would be like, you know. You know the thing where it's like, oh, fuck.
like this.
You know the song trying to remember it's like, Rodney it's like one Rude. Of those play,
you know the style of song? You typically, it's like a skipping song where you're like, da 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 da. And then, like, you say something, it sounds like it's going to be rude.
Mm.
And then it's not. You know, and fucked him in the ask me a good question.
Yeah. You still said fuck, so that one didn't work.
You know
the style.
Scared weird little guys have a song like that.
Yeah, so Rodney Rude would do a lot of songs like that.
I think it was them. Or maybe Tripod.
Rodney Rude probably also had a style of song. I don't know if this is real, but it just wouldn't shock me where he used the fact that we call a cat a pussy to great effect.
Ah, he would have killed.
Surely he had a song about grooming pussy or sucking pussy or
I think Rodney Rude, he played a really, like, did he play an integral part in Australian censorship laws?
Yes, I think he did. Oh, fuck, what is this? You're right.
Because he basically, because he was quite a rude man using very bad language on the television.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no.
Whoa, he still looks rude.
Yeah, he's still performing.
And then he's like, no, I want to say these type of things. I'm not like, you know, it's you're basically, it's not like the whole free speech thing because Australia doesn't have the same kind of
No, but it was similar.
It's a very similar kind of vibe of like, well, I want to be able to criticize X, Y, and Z, and just because I'm using foul language, I can't, you know, I should not be getting banned or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
well,
something along those lines. Yeah, but talking to court and goddamn one, because of him, we can say filthy shit like dog pussy.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That's his legacy.
Thank you, Rodney
One of his
Rude.
Characters is called Harry Muff the Diver.
Yeah. It's really I think I saw a thing recently where he was like, cancel culture, like they're gonna try and take me down, and I was like, I don't think people really care about what you're saying, Rodney Rude. You know, I think if you're talking about Harry Muff the Diver, like nobody's really.
Is he also getting angry at
it was somebody, but it was also the kind of thing where I'm like, Rodney Rude, I don't think your stuff would offend really. I mean, I don't know what he's doing lately. Don't hold me to that. He might be ranted, but it was just like that kind of same
kind
like,
of weird thing with a lot of those like you know like shock comedians, and then. And now they're like pushing to like you just can't say all these offensive things anymore.
You can actually
like,
still
you
say,
can
I'm
say
gonna...
the offensive things. It's just you can't target anyway. Marginal, I guess it's a bit more nuanced than what you're saying. But sure, go off, King.
It's just funny. Is that you can't say offensive things. You're like, oh, you can still say I'm going to fuck your mom, Rodney.
Stop saying that. Don't say I'm going to finger your mom while I suck off your dad.
Yeah,
is a perfectly fine thing for you to say.
You can say that.
Oh, yeah, dude, you can get on stage with your little ukulele and make a face where you're like, whoa, while you're saying that. Kevin Bloody Wilson had a daughter whose name is Tammy Jo, but she goes by Jenny Taylor and does the same thing.
That's awesome.
It's a legacy.
It's a beautiful legacy. Beautiful, Jenny beautiful Taylor. That's good. That's clever. That's clever stuff.
Yeah. She's...
Australian comedy scene. What a time.
Do you think Becca would like Kevin Bloody Wilson?
I don't really remember much of Kevin, but he had a mullet, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
And like a blue singlet?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. He did the very Aussie, like the Aussie bloke at a sort of pub in the somewhere in the sort of like
Sticks.
Rural. Yeah.
His numbers are going to be through the roof after this episode.
You're welcome, Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I would just like to say, you're welcome, Kevin Bloody Wilson. You're welcome, Rodney Rood. You're welcome, Jenny Taylor. You're welcome, Wood Elf. And you're welcome, US listeners.
Secret Invasion. So I guess that's going to be the driving force. I don't think we're going to have straight up, oh, these Skrulls are evil. It's going to be like, well, yeah, we're doing this to try and finally get heard. Like, we've been trying to.
They won't be flat out evil. They'll be jaded, and they won't. They'll be like, sometimes we've been the fucking kicked the shit out of by the Kree, and you promised us things, and Earth is a bad place, so we're taking it.
Yeah, I think it'll be this thing. You know, we've tried to talk to you on so many occasions to try and be,
you keep pushing us off,
so we're finally doing, we've studied what like the humans have done.
Yeah, yeah.
And they take places through conquest, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Joker made $1 billion. This will not be nuanced, because it'll be the same thing. They're going to have to hit you over the head with a hammer.
Yeah.
Do you think? Let it be nuanced. Come on. It's real rife for it. You could do it so easily.
How do you think it's going to
work? You could look at this and then see like some real world, you know, geopolitical stuff and be like,
Let's think about Captain America and
on the right side of history, or the
Duff Falcon, and when it got too close to a real event, they just cut the show to shit.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. Also, there's a super Skrull in this, so
there'll be Skrulls that'll be like, we've been fighting the Skrull and Kree war for a long time, and we demand Earth, and we've given you too long, and they'll be like, no, don't be bad, and they're like, I am bad!
Well, you're absolutely going to get a scene. No, yeah, you're right. They're going to do the thing every Marvel movie does where they're like, this villain, he's going to be like, you promised us somewhere, but we don't have it. And everyone's going to be like, wow, he's got a good idea. And then he'll kill a guy, like an important guy, and everyone will be like, that's too far.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, now he's unequivocally evil and he just a bad guy.
Yeah. Like, this villain has some good points, and he's murdered like a bunch.
He blew up a school.
Yeah. Like, he's drowning puppies for no reason. Okay, well, I guess we do hate him.
Kind of like what happened in Falcon and Winter Soldier, exactly. Where they were like, hey, that is a good point. Oh, she's killing people for no reason. Yeah. Actually, fuck this lady.
Yeah, and I guess, and Black Panther Un.
Yeah.
Thing. Like, hang on, he's got some. Okay, not fair enough.
Doesn't Namor also do that?
Probably.
Yeah, but Black Panther 2 is a bit better at it because they do I don't know if this is better. This is a bit South Park, but they do nobody's got it figured out because the Wakandans also attack. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
true.
The kind of resolution is they're like, maybe we should put aside our differences and figure it out. There's bad people on both sides.
If you vote in the election between a turd sandwich and a giant douche, you're an idiot.
I'm
South Park, and you're gone.
Guy. I figured it out.
Yeah, I'm the smartest show on TV. I love South Park. It's my common impression. So it sounds like a fucking motorbike revving up.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, fat ass! I'm Kyle!
Okay. Yeah, cool. I assume in this, there'll probably be a villain that for the first half of the show, you're like, oh, nuance. Yeah. And then for the back half of the show, you're like, oh, superhero.
Yeah, it's Amelia Clarke and whoever that guy who turns into many of himself.
The guy who turns into many of himself. Amelia Clarke will be a good guy because she will want to do a movie.
Amelia Clarke is Gaia?
Gaia!
Whoa, Mother
like
Gaia.
Apostrophe IAH.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think
that's what Link says.
She's going to be evil, I think, at the start, but then maybe turn good.
But she's Talos's daughter.
Why is she evil?
Because she's wanting to, the whole, like, that's why the thing. It's like our generation are kind of shitty with your.
Yeah.
Is this based on something you know or something you've speculated in this episode? Because I don't think she'll be bad at all.
Now I don't know.
Because you said that before as speculation, but now you're building on it like that's the truth.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Either I did read it, or I thought it up and assumed it as a fact.
Well, no, but she's, Olivia... if we assume that the movie's going to do that thing that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
The TV show going to do that thing where they have the main bad guy be nuanced and then kill a guy. Mm. Amelia Clarke is a great character to be like, oh, wait, he is a bad. So, like, to be evil or on the bad side in quotation marks for the first time.
Olivia Colman has said that her character is antagonistic, which makes me think that she'll just be the bad guy.
I think
and then it's just bad government again. But this time it's England bad government. Fuck MI6.
Yeah. Is she like antagonistic or like the villain?
She said antagonistic.
Because she could be like pushing up against, you know, XYZ. Yeah.
Emilia Clarke won't want to be the villain.
I reckon Emilia.
Well, I don't think she's the villain the whole time. I think she's going to have a turn halfway through where she's got to do the I thought he was good, but now he's killing innocent people. He's killing kids or whatever.
Yeah.
So actually.
You think she'll be the right hand man to the bad guy, but then turn on the bad guy.
Which I think also happened maybe in Falcon and Winter Soldier, where somebody was like, oh, she's got a good idea. Oh, wait, no, she's killing innocent people. I'm sorry, let's sort her out. So I think that's what Emilia Clarke will do. Or maybe it goes the other way.
The other way. U.S. agent cuts off a guy's head.
That's right. That was awesome.
That is awesome. Was that the last awesome moment in Marvel? No, because Doctor Strange has some awesome moments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's someone...
Black Bolt's head blows up. That's awesome.
That was cool.
The guy who I think turns into many of himself, Kingsley Ben Adir, a Rebel Skrull leader, Gravik. So I guess he's the leader.
Okay. Gravik's the leader. Cool.
Emilia Clarke may work for him.
Mm.
Yeah, I just think Emilia Clarke is going to be like a generational thing as well, which, you know, I wonder if there's any other real world instances we could draw some parallels.
A generational thing. That's like Kevin Bloody Wilson and Jenny Taylor.
Yeah. To be like, hey,
cyclical.
You've known about this problem for over 30 years, and you have done nothing to stop it.
Yeah.
So we're now taking it into, when is violence the answer? Yet again, a question.
The question all movies love to ask these days.
When is violence yet? It's been 30 years in this big problem that we've had for 30 years.
When
and
is
it can
violence
only
the answer?
Get worse, and you haven't done anything. So when should we, be taken seriously? How do we be taken seriously? And not just be seen as children. Maybe if we did some things.
Pretty much. But hang on. Because the TV show still needs to end. Because this is, I have to assume, because he old. This might be the last Nick Fury sort of we ever see. Do you reckon? Or maybe in a
Nick
movie
Fury
later
is going to probably pop up. I mean, 100% will pop up
in Thunderbolts?
In the Marvels.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
And also maybe Thunderbolts.
Yeah,
maybe Captain America.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to send off Nick Fury's last hurrah
on a TV
series. As much as Disney want you to watch everything, chances are you're not.
Well,
Maria Hill could be bad.
Yeah.
I guess they've already been, like, the reason why I don't think Nick Fury and Maria Hill are going to be Skrulls is because we've already seen that.
Yeah.
Or we've already sort of seen.
Oh, won't be played as a reveal. Yeah. There'll just be scenes where there's two of them, I reckon.
Yeah. Mm. But how, because what you're saying, Zammit, like that really puts the quote unquote bad Skrulls in the position of being right.
Yes.
Which the movie, the TV.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Show can't do.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's not. Marvel has never been that nuanced.
Maybe Killmonger?
There might be I think it's going to happen. Is this going to be like the same thing of like, yeah, that whole, you know, we should be doing something, but then like, well, no, let's talk it out and we work together, but we still do nothing.
Yeah. The director has said that Kravik is not a terrorist, nor just a bad guy with a bomb. I think the series would explore how his grievance came about.
Yeah? Maybe nuance, not really. Maybe. Well, look, a wild, like on your BS bingo card, the wild card is like the good, like the bad Skrulls are actually the good Skrulls.
Yeah.
The bad Skrulls are, that would mean that Ben Mendelsohn's bad, meaning that Nick Fury's bad.
Because Nick Fury has to, because he's like, I gotta do this alone. So it's gotta satisfyingly, he's gotta take him out with a fucking spycraft shit.
We haven't even discussed this, but it's so annoying and funny to, in your trailer, have Olivia Colman say to, sorry, there's a cat at the window.
Yeah, the cats are in the sort of office space of the studio and they keep looking in and it's very funny. Because it's clear they have no comprehension of what they're seeing.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco, comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
Listen to the 48 Hours podcast for shocking murder cases and compelling real-life dramas from one of television's most watched true crime shows. Go behind the scenes of each episode with award-winning CBS News correspondents and producers in Postmortem, a weekly deep dive. Listen to 48 Hours wherever you get your podcasts.
What was I going to say? Get distracted by all this cat action.
Olivia Colman basically being like, where's the Avengers?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where's your secret special friend?
Yeah, she's like, where's your special friend, eh? But, like, don't... Like, we know they're not going to be in it.
And it's... I don't even... Because...
You will get one, maybe two, and they're not going to be involved in anything except walking
phase
in.
Because Phase 4 has been so, like, disjointed anyway, I just don't expect anymore to see characters from other... And because I know, because, you know, this is the weird thing about watching these movies, especially if you're us, is you know all of the outside shit that's happening. Yeah. Mm. So I know how expensive it is to get Chris Hemsworth or whatever. So
And you know that a lot of Marvel actors have been like... Well, now that the Infinity War's wrapped up and I've done my first movie of Phase 4, I'm done.
Exactly.
And would I work for them again?
It is awesome the amount of Marvel actors who were like, whoops, shouldn't have done that. That ruined my career a bit, I guess.
In the last week, we've got Elizabeth Olsen being like, I enjoyed my time at Marvel, but I'm happy to do other things.
Yeah.
Which very much sounded like, please don't hire me again.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch is dead. Yeah.
This was horrible to do, and it was fun while it lasted, but God,
it was good until the movies got bad, and I got yelled at a lot.
And Chris Hemsworth being like, it's sad that Scorsese and...
Tarantino
or whatever. I hate my movies.
Never want to work with me.
Aww. That's so funny.
And then he also was like, my kids' 8-year-old friends kept coming over and telling me what was wrong with my movie.
I think that's awesome. Should have been on Westworld like your other brother, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody even remembers him.
I saw an interview recently from like the Hunger Games press circuit.
Yeah.
And midway through the interview, because it's Woody Harrelson and Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And halfway through, the interviewer asks a question about Thor to Liam, being like, oh, well, you're doing this, your brother's like the God of Thunder. And Woody Harrelson's like, hang on, what? Oh, shit. He'd never put two and two together.
Oh,
but Liam.
You're that? Oh, Hemsworth? Ooh. Of the Chris Hemsworth?
That's so funny.
He's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense now that you've pointed it out. I was just like, oh, yeah, same name.
Great.
Yeah, you do look exactly the same now that you pointed it out. Anyway.
Australian, you say, huh?
Huh, interesting.
Interesting.
Wish I knew how to put two and two together.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, yeah, so where is his special friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he'll be like, they shouldn't get involved, but like, maybe one or two will pop up.
Who do you reckon will pop up?
I don't think they'll pop up.
I don't reckon
maybe
we're going to get
anyone. Sent by some, like, you know,
I reckon.
This email that Clint sent us. Let me just read this out.
Because, like, this
too busy shooting arrows.
Yeah,
good luck.
Fuck.
There's also no one. Like, so previously, what Because Iron Man had a weird function in the MCU, I think, where he was like between ground level and everything else.
Yeah.
And also because he had Stark Industries, it was really easy to chuck in a little reference or whatever, because you're like, oh, it's Stark Tech.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But without Iron Man, you actually have nobody that fulfills that role anymore.
You could have had...
Bruce sent me this glove that makes a sponge big.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you could either like, usually it'd be, okay, so Tony Stark helped us devise this thing that we can see who's a Skrull and who's not. Thanks, Tone. Mm. He sent it in like a little package, you know, from Tony, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's dead, so can't have that. You got Captain America, who would be like, okay, we got to like, you know, fight for the truth, whatever. He's dead. Don't worry about it. You got Black Widow, who would be perfect for the spy shit. Dead.
Yeah.
Hawkeye. Unfortunately got hit by his own car in real life.
Yeah.
So resting, it was a snowmobile.
So he's probably not going to be in the movie.
Or again, maybe just like, he sent us, we got him on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I'm in hospital. Oh, that'll be fucked up.
That would be wild.
Maybe you've got the new Captain America. Sam Wilson, Bucky. Bleh.
But like, it's not really. They don't, because Tony Stark, because Tony Stark was like in universe, like, I don't know how to say it. Like, Stark Tech was used by regular people. You know what I mean? Like,
it was
like if Apple also produced, say, military-grade weapons.
Yeah, exactly. So it felt like it was not...
phone. That's great to know.
Yeah.
It's the same
firing missiles. Cool.
Fucking in, like, anything related to DC, you can be like, oh, it's Wayne Industries or whatever the fuck it's
absolutely,
called.
Absolutely.
Wayne Tech? And it's Stark
Wayne
Industries?
Inc.
Wayne Towers, where he live.
What's his company called?
Wayne Enterprises?
Wayne Enterprises. Prizes.
Yeah.
And Stark is Stark Industries.
Yeah. But like, it's just really easy to slot that into the world. But like, right, like every, like what, Captain Marvel's, maybe they're going to reference Captain Marvel because it's,
they'll reference Captain Marvel. You know, I guess War Machine is there and that's it.
Yeah.
His role in this, I forgot to say, because I found this out at the start of the episode, is known as War Machine, but he is the right-hand advisor to the president.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, that makes somewhat sense.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's similar to the role he had in Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
He was just like more like the defense secretary, something like that, but also the bodyguard.
Yeah.
So
now they're like, well, that bodyguard thing went bad.
Yeah.
Didn't you accidentally put the president in a suit and then the suit almost blow up? Huh?
Yeah,
the vice president
committed a coup. There really wasn't that much repercussions after, you know, really see much of, the political fallout of what if the vice president committed a coup?
Well, I think in the MCU, Barack Obama in canon becomes the president after that coup.
Yeah, but I think we looked it up and the timeline is so strange and truncated that he only has one term.
Yeah.
It was like, what was it, President Alice?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, was the one that got kidnapped by by the vice president.
That is crazy.
Was Barack.
That's really crazy.
Obama.
That's a lot of thing to do.
I just feel that there'd be a lot of reeling from that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, But I think in the MCU, being the president doesn't really matter. Because as we've seen, there are so many like extra...
Uncontrolling.
Yeah,
there's
power
so many
structures.
People controlling the people in charge.
Yeah, so the president's really... It's pretty low on the pecking order, actually,
to be
in terms of the power structure.
Like, oh, well done, vice president. You're president now. Oh, yeah, good luck, idiot. Now we've got to control you, dickhead.
Yeah, hey, I'm fucking... What's this? I wanted to say Tony Shalhoub. That's not the one. Who was the Black Widow guy in the space station?
Ray Winston.
Ray Winston. Why did I want to say Tony Shalhoub? Monk? No, yes. Ray Winston, do we think this is going to, because if Rhodes is in it, is Armor Wars still happening?
I think it is.
It's going to be a movie,
Don't think it's going to be a movie.
I thought it was going to be a TV show, and then they were like, now it's a movie.
Oh, maybe. All I know, I think, is Mephisto is in it.
What?
As a guy, in his guy form, and he's the one that purchased Stark Industries.
What the fuck? The devil owns Stark Industries?
And maybe I think we're going to get like a devil armor. I reckon.
What the hell?
Yeah, dude.
They had fucking... What's the other guy?
Which one?
Which
guy? Come on.
Guy Pierce?
Yeah, he died.
Oh.
He was Fing Fang Foom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta watch Shang-Chi.
Well, you do. But this was in Iron Man 3 because everyone was like, "Oh, he's the Mandarin," but really, because he kind of took off his shirt and you saw like sexy guy Pierce back, and it's a big old dragon, and then he breathed fire like a Fing Fang Foom.
I see.
Because they're like, we're just gonna use that because having a giant dragon kaiju
in shorts
is a little silly.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
yeah,
but Shang-Chi, they fight dragons for real.
Well, that's how I got confused.
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid that Stark is owned by the devil now. But,
yeah, because I thought it might have been like, oh, they're maybe getting, what's his name? Big guy, built like a brick house.
The Thing?
Vinny D.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
Kingpin.
I thought he might have come in and bought Stark Industries. No, no such luck.
Okay, Mephisto, cool.
Yeah, I look forward to the movie-going audience finding that out and being like, yep, this is something I can get on board with.
Okay. Devil owns Stark. All right. Cool.
Why the fuck not? Yeah.
So, I don't know if War Machine or Rhodes is going to appear in Armor Wars, but the devil is, so take solace in that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, now because of where the MCU is, and like I'm excited's probably a bit strong of a word, intrigued by Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's weekly makes me less intrigued because I feel like that watching these episodes 1 week apart will not hook me in the way that they want it to.
Yes.
I'm hoping that they drop two or maybe three episodes at first.
Because they're probably going to want to cliffhanger every episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Echo's dropping all at once.
Oh, I forgot Echo was still happening.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
So there's a huge speculation that... Because Daredevil is in Echo.
Yeah.
And so's Kingpin again.
Yes.
But they won't pop up until probably like, halfway through the series. So I think they're putting all the episodes at the same time so that...
People will be like, I don't want to have to slog through this, no Daredevil.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this show of a character that's a spin-off of a show that I didn't even really like that much.
Because the Hawkeye show was fine, but like the Echo stuff was maybe not the weakest part of it, but some of the weakest part of it. And again, like I understand that like, oh, we've got all these characters, we've got all these like people with like the history of the comic books we want to kind of chuck in, but maybe have like... I don't know, test screenings of that particular actor in that role to see if people like it because the actor, I'm sorry, but they had as much charisma on screen as a wet paper bag.
Yeah, that's a shame. And,
well, like most people in that show, except for...
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld.
Slap bass. Giddy up.
It's like that, and like it's the swordsman. Like he was had like some charisma, but maybe it's because I liked his little mustache. I don't know.
Hayley Steinfeld rocks. She's also Gwen in Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And she's in the movie Edge of 17 where Woody Harrelson's a teacher and she's like, hey, teacher, this is a comedy movie, but I'm just letting you know I'm going to kill myself. The teacher's like,
that's not
why?
Very funny.
Is that funny?
I think he's like, why? And she's like, well, I'm suffering. And he's like, you think you're suffering? Try being a 40-year-old man teaching this fucking class. Shut up.
That's pretty funny, I
guess. Yeah, I'm laughing.
She doesn't. She's just upset that her crush likes her friend or some shit. I can't remember. Good movie, though.
Yeah, it seemed good. I like the trailers for it.
Yeah, so I guess why, because Echo really wasn't a giant jump-out character in that.
No.
Even, like, Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin, like, returning was... really like watered down.
Oh yeah, it seemed. I didn't see Hawkeye.
Yeah, clever.
Because I heard it was bad. But yeah, Vinny D coming back didn't because he was in like Hawaiian shorts or something,
which is like that's comic like, accurate.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was just more he acted very much like he wasn't the same guy.
You're not gonna get, and
but
I
he's
think
not
it'll be
the, same guy. I don't think maybe.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, you're not gonna get any scene like the beautiful one where he's
decapitates a man with a goddamn car door.
I was just thinking of that scene in Daredevil season one where he gets that painting and he just like becomes obsessed with it, and you're like, "That's good acting. That's good stuff." Yeah. We're not gonna get that, but I will watch all of Daredevil, as is my promise.
Yes.
When's that starting?
Next
After
year.
Echo.
Okay.
You gotta watch all of Echo though.
I don't know.
Daredevil's in it. So I guess it kind of connects me, dude. Well,
the idea that Daredevil goes for 18 episodes truly depresses me.
It can't. They can't have enough Daredevil story to fill out.
Sure, it's like the 20-something minutes, right? They're going back to like 30-minute.
I do not know.
So it's like 22 with ads. Come on. Surely it's 22 episodes.
I don't know, man.
Come on. Throw us a goddamn bone. Come on.
I'm assuming they'll do like a...
But there's no season break, which is weird because...
22 minutes like a sitcom.
Were they just like...
Make it funny. Yeah.
Did they get way too excited about the fact that, like, everyone's stoked Daredevil's back because of people cheering in No Way Home or whatever?
Yeah.
And then when he appeared in She-Hulk, everyone's like,
Oh, yeah.
They ruined him.
She-Hulk like everyone wouldn't fuck She-Hulk if given the chance. Are you kidding me? She's huge.
Yeah.
You're a base of speculation.
Yeah. God damn. She-Hulk was like, stop showing a bit of interest. She's like, oh, hell yeah.
She can spin me on the palm of her hand like a Beyblade. On my erect penis.
Yeah. Is that good for you?
I could curl up like a basketball. And she could spin me. It's like the same kind of way.
That's awesome.
With a finger in the nose. Just,
whoa! That's cool.
And then dunk me.
Sex is awesome. When it ends in a dunking?
Yeah.
That's how you know you've made it. I don't know why, but I suspect that the Daredevil show will be like, arc that's fine but doesn't matter, arc that's fine that doesn't matter, and then the final arc will be like, oh, this is what they kind of wanted the
But then
the
why
Daredevil...
have they split it into seasons?
I reckon because of what you said, because everybody pissed their pants when he came out in No Way Home, and they were like, give them the whole thing at once. Give them as much Daredevil as possible, because it seems like a huge... Because if you're dumb as Al, you hear there's, 25 episodes of Daredevil,
well,
and you're
that's
like,
a lot.
18.
They're all going to be good. Yeah. That's the thought that happens in your head.
I hope for your sake they're one-hour episodes.
That would be a fitting punishment. The length of a Columbo episode, 70, 80 minutes sometimes. That would be grim.
So
you've promised everyone you're going to watch every single episode. You can tell us all about it. I've made no such promise. I will continue to watch all of the movies.
Yeah.
Some of the TV series.
Yeah. Well, and the TV series that I like.
Yeah. Secret Invasion does seem more appealing than, like, say, Echo or something. Yeah. Like, something where it's like, oh, it's like a single superhero character. One you don't really know or care about.
Far more excited for Echo than I am Loki season 2.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And I think they started roughly the same time, but Loki has the one episode a week thing.
I liked Loki season 1.
So did I, but the more they do time shit, the more I'm like, I don't care.
Well, I guess it's
just going to make me want to which I've claimed before, it's just going to make me want to watch the missing episodes of Doctor Who.
I think it's going to just be weird because I'm going to be like, does any of this actually matter? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with the Loki TV show, there's going to be a lot of like, kind of like Doctor Who used to do, where you're like, it just feels like we're kind of running the clock a little bit. And oh, now we're going to deal with it. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, now Amy's a plastic fake thing and Rory's the Centurion.
And I'm like, I don't know if any of this is furthering anything. I feel like you're just kind of.
Rose is back.
Spinning your wheels a bit.
Sick?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen with Kang, too, which is kind of the whole thing they've set up for Loki. And then that's probably not going ahead anymore or changing dramatically. So, I don't know. It is in a weird place, Loki season 2.
Yeah. I think so. So, with Secret Invasion, do you think anyone, apart from who we know, which is like Rhodes and that, anyone else going to pop up?
I just can't think of who.
Any special friends of...
I think we might get Carol Danvers, but
I think we'll get Monica Rambeau instead of Carol.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's...
Because if she's going to appear in...
Link straight away to the Marvels. We might get her as either a passing character in maybe from episode, 3?
Yeah.
Or she comes in towards the end, like the last episode.
I think if they were clever, they would be like, let's get her on screen heaps and develop her as a character, because...
Mm-hmm. Well, and most importantly, develop her powers, because we haven't had that yet.
Well, we've kind of had... It's a shame.
We've had a lot of time with Monica Rambeau. We just haven't had any time with superhero Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, but she's even the time with Monica Rambeau, she's always felt, to me anyway, like a bit of an afterthought. Like, they're like, we know we're going to be using her later, so set her up now.
She went through the wall twice and got powers.
Yeah.
She went into the TV.
I know, and she's sad because her mom died in the snap or whatever, but...
Yeah, she went to the bathroom to cry and then was gone and then came back out and everything was fucked
up. She just always felt very underdeveloped to me, so I hope that they give her some time.
It would be nice if they used her in this to kind of like... Yeah,
What's her personality? You know what I mean?
She has a personality. That's a bit
like,
rough.
Well, maybe not what's her... But what are her traits, you know?
She's...
She's a go-getter.
Yeah, she is a go-getter.
She's a risk-taker.
Yeah.
She loves to go through the wall into the TV.
She misses her mom.
That's true.
She doesn't respect her authority.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She's a wild card.
Cartman would hate her.
Yeah.
She is a wild card, but I would say that she has a personality, yeah, but is it the same as, like, 20 other people, yeah, in the MCU?
It's,
yeah,
it's a bit underbaked, I think. So I would
did
like...
Did you watch all of WandaVision?
She does, yeah, the right thing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Who doesn't?
Mm.
You! Watch Shang-Chi!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I hope
although, I guess... Who's laughing now? Because when's Shang-Chi coming back? Yeah. When's anything connecting?
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm watching so fucking.
Which is fine. Again, I'm happy if things don't
connect. Doctor Strange
at the
same went
time,
into a hole. Where the fuck did he go?
Yeah,
he'll be back.
Will he?
With Klee?
Will anything be back?
Klee will be back.
Will Klee be back?
Klee.
That's the last we ever saw of Klee. I guarantee it. I guarantee we will never see Klee again.
Like,
are you going to be excited if in Avengers Kang War or whatever, Doctor Strange is like, I got a little help from a friend, then it's Klee?
Yeah.
Well, Klee's been a little underdeveloped, I think.
Klee's underbaked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Describe Klee's personality.
She loved to open a portal.
She's from the dark dimension.
Probably misses her mom.
Yeah.
Bit of a wild card.
Wild card. She loves to go through the walls.
Loves to go through the walls of dimensions.
That's true.
You know, does the right thing eventually.
I don't know what they're going to do now, because Kang Dynasty probably will have to get reworked to,
yeah,
the point
it'll
where
it'll
go
through quite a few changes.
It's,
yeah,
not a Kang Dynasty anymore.
Mm-hmm. It is so crazy to think that they're probably going to be recasting, maybe, what's his face? Jonathan Majors. Probably going to be casting Jonathan Majors, and that's so tricky, because they've shown us in Quantumania... if he'd only been in there, yeah, as the Kang we'd seen, and we didn't see other Kangs, you could show us another Kang and be like, in all, every dimension he looks different or whatever, because he's across all time. Yeah. Fine, great, well, but you've shown us 10 billion of the same guy.
No, it'll just be like it was in the 90s or the 2000s, where if you recast somebody, you just recast them. Let's just go back to that route.
Oh, I would love that.
Kind of like how we're getting Harry Ford as the president or whatever. It's like, yeah, old mate died and that's sad, but look, it's just we recasted him.
I hope that they're like, he's a Skrull now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, see,
and no one noticed, yeah, for some reason.
You know, is it Speed 1 and Speed 2? Keanu Reeves, like, I'm not coming back for this. This, yeah, is garbage. Don't worry, we'll have your character recast.
That was the way they do things back. But these days, they're like, you're not coming back for the sequel. We got to find a guy of your build, mm-hmm, and then use deep fake technology. Mm. You're back in the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just finish the movie with Jonathan Majors and then claimed that it was CGI.
Yeah. Or that they didn't know.
Yep.
So surely if it's all CGI, Marvel, that would then be easier for you to replace it because you're using models, right?
We already did the CGI.
I don't know about rendering. Genuinely, I don't know shit about fuck. But it seems that if you have the template there and all you gotta do is control C, control V.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. No? Next question.
It just seems you've already got all like the
Have you seen our movie Elemental?
Yeah. What about it?
Do you want to watch that instead?
Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny, one of the most expensive movies ever made.
Yeah.
Not tracking well.
It's good to hear.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with Kang Dynasty. And if that doesn't happen, then once again, Marvel is floundering it was at the beginning of Phase 4, which
Marvel's,
is awesome.
If this keeps traveling the same way it has been, because... Yeah. Also, the actor that plays Namor also has allegations just coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Namor's a bit easier for them to just be like, well, he's not coming back.
Yes. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to end up in a situation where they're going to, Marvel's going to end up looking like DC and Sony.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, because we're starting to get there where we're getting lots of teasers for shit where we're like, when the fuck are we seeing this?
Yeah.
Never.
It's not happening, and also I don't care. Mm. And it's you see a lot of people talking about it now where they're like, actually, superhero fatigue, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, across the Spider-Verse or whatever. Mm. Like, people are still excited to see these movies, and then it just starkly puts into perspective.
Some director said it's not... People aren't superhero fatigue.
It might have been Lord and Miller, I think.
Yeah, it was like, it's not superhero fatigue, it's bad movie fatigue.
Yeah, which it is. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, with superheroes, unfortunately, it's that they're following that same pattern every single time of, like, if it's not an origin story, like, then it becomes kind of, they don't know what to do with it a little bit.
And also,
and so it just becomes the same stuff. And it's like, okay, there's no character development, or you have to then take it back further to kind of keep perpetuating it.
And also, just, like, you know, and this is not new to say, but, like, every superhero movie, like DC too, like any, you know, these big sort of massive franchises or whatever, like they are kind of locked into pumping out for a year.
Yeah.
So whereas Spider-Verse or whatever, you're like, well, somebody really cared about this movie because they you know, had time to make it or whatever. It was like a, whereas
over 4 years or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Whereas with this, they're like, you basically have to be constantly making superhero movies. You can't really care about you. You know, they'll say you got to make an Echo TV show and you got to hit these points. And you're like,
okay,
well, I got to try and make the best version of that I can.
Yeah, you've got 3 weeks and a budget of $10. Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, yeah, I guess bad movie fatigue is apparent, but also it seems to be just all movie fatigue, except if you're Mario.
Well, I don't know Mario fatigue, dude.
Yeah, because Across the Spider-Verse dropped 56% in its second weekend, which isn't crazy, but it's on the bigger side of big.
Didn't it make like as much as like Into the Spider-Verse did in like 12 days or something like that?
Yeah, but Into the Spider-Verse didn't make that much money.
Yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse was like a minor hit.
Yeah.
And this one has a much bigger budget, I believe.
Yes, I think
But like Fast X, hasn't made 700 million yet, and is also one of the most expensive movies ever made for some reason.
Yeah, movies cost a strange amount of money these days for reasons I don't understand.
But it's made $200 million more than Ant-Man, so that's pretty funny.
That brings me some joy.
Yeah.
Because I gotta assume Ant-Man was fucking expensive, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it was all CGI.
Yeah.
Ugly CGI.
Ugly.
Yeah,
ugly as hell.
Ugly movie.
But yeah, like,
I really know.
But then also to add to the confusion, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, that made 800 million worldwide and will probably creep up closer to 900 million.
Yeah.
But like, that's less than some of the Marvel movies last year, like Doctor Strange.
I think it's hard to make those like wild sweeping statements about like either superhero movies or bad films or whatever. It's just like, oh, okay. We don't really know, so we're just going to say shit.
All we know is that Top Gun and Avatar are what people want.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Mario. That's the holy trinity of movies.
They're not wrong. Goose, Jake Sully, and Mario. That's what we want, baby.
I like you went for Goose and not Maverick.
I don't know why. Everyone loves Goose,
We do. We do love Goose.
We do love Goose.
Goose isn't even in Maverick.
It's Goose 2. Goose Jr. Goose
What's
Lee.
What's his name?
Yeah. Tiny Goose. Little Goose. Goose Man. Beak. Beak.
Honks. I wish.
I'd call him Honks.
I wish.
Honk.
What is his name? It is something goose related.
Yeah. Gosling?
No. Damn. If it was Gosling, I'd remember.
Feather.
Obviously.
Feather.
Wings.
Rooster.
Drake. That's not goose related.
It's goose adjacent.
Yeah,
bird
that is
related.
True. It is. Yeah, it's a kind of bird. A farm bird.
If your dad's name was Goose and your name was Rooster, people would be like,
Both make feathers and wings. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'll cop.
Do you think a goose or a roost, like, in a fight between the two of them?
Goose.
Yeah, see? It is tricky.
Because roosters meant to have them spurs and shit,
yeah? But geese are...
Oh, geese
livid.
Are violent.
Yeah.
Good point.
We know it's not a duck.
Yeah. Duck
That's
comes
the weakest
in
of the farm birds.
Oh, 100%.
Turkey, so, yeah, so, the strongest.
So it, I guess, yeah. Secret Invasion. I don't think we're going to get many special friends.
I don't think we're going to get many cameos.
I think maybe we're going to get
Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, maybe a reference to Carol Danvers. I think we might get some references to some UK superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not going to see them.
Captain Britain?
Like, as in, oh, we're, you know, we've been making our own superhero team kind of thing.
We've been following your lead. Actually, we've been doing it first.
Yeah, they'll introduce the Avengers, but it's
like Excalibur.
A-N-G-A-H.
The Avengers.
Yeah, we'll get some shit like we a got, reference to Excalibur.
Captain Britain. We got the King.
Yeah. Okay.
We got Russell Brand. He's our Iron Man.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck.
Ricky Gervais.
That Iron Man suit would smell.
Yeah, it would not be good.
Ricky Gervais is our Hulk.
Yeah.
He makes people mad by offending them, right? Yeah.
Or Hulk. Can we put Rob Brydon in?
Hulk himself gets mad. No, this Hulk gets bigger the more angry he makes you.
Oh, no.
That's dumb.
Yeah, but imagine how big Ricky Gervais Hulk would be right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like him, so.
He'd be so big.
He would be gigantic.
And then you get mad how big he is. It only makes him bigger.
He gets powered up by searching his name on Twitter, which is something he loves to do.
It's true. That is funny. All right. Wait, what swings for the fences do we have for Secret Invasion?
Nuance. It's going to be nuanced.
Yeah.
That's my swing for the fence. We're going to have some, like, real, just like, okay, I guess, yeah, that they're really borrowing from, you know, certain points in history.
Real.
And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I can see the, you know, the allegories here, climate change, Israel-Palestinian conflict. All these kind of things.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
But, yeah. So that's my swing for the fence.
That's
nuance.
A huge swing because for that to happen, that means the countries will be like, actually, this show's banned in our country.
Maybe at least initially under the radar.
No.
Just a little bit
No.
Subtle. Maybe subtle. You know what Marvel are very good at? It's my swing of the fence. It's my swing of the fence. You can't say no. This is on me. This is my belief. You can't say no to a swing of the fence.
I can
miss and that's on me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it's a swing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't say it. I'm just saying that ain't happening. I think minimum 4 people will be revealed to be Skrulls. Characters we already know.
Okay.
I reckon 4 named characters. I reckon 2 obviously we've already seen. So Nick Fury and Maria Hill.
So you reckon they're going to be Skrulls?
Yep.
Okay.
I think that we'll also get the real versions of them will also be around. Mm-hmm. Everett Ross will be a Skrull. And yeah, we'll go for the obvious one. War Machine.
Yeah. Okay.
Scrolling up. Maybe the President.
Fair enough. This is my swing for the fence, is that there will be
There's a new president in the... Yeah, the president's a Skrull. Yeah. You know what? Fuck everything else off. The president's a Skrull.
Okay, this is... Okay, I think that there will be in this TV show somewhere a reference to Galactus.
Okay.
Yeah, I think on Saber, maybe, or in a piece of throwaway dialogue, there will be a reference to Galactus, because... I think, I don't know, it just gets something about the way the TV shows are working at the moment. It seems like they love to just throw out a gigantic future plot point in a strange place, and I think it's going to be Galactus.
One of them recently referenced Wolverine.
Yeah, so they just, I mean, like, that's where we first saw Kang and Loki, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe instead of the Galactus, because again, we've kind of had that with the Eternals God coming in.
Yeah.
I reckon maybe like the Annihilation Wave. Big bugs are coming and eating Earth.
Yeah. I think
the universe.
That the reason I pick Galactus is because I think your average Joe is aware of him. That's why I think Galactus is coming. Well, because, I mean, your average Joe probably remembers Galactus from one of the Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah. I was about to say, this was in the Ultimates, but did the Fantastic Four Rise of Silver Surfer, Galactus was bugs, right?
No, he was a cloud.
Cloud of bugs? Or
just
a cloud?
No, just a cloud.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think in the Ultimate Universe, they use that, like, he's Swarm, but it was, they kind of, I think, combined the Annihilation Wave and Galactus.
And Galactus? Oh, okay.
And so maybe they're going to
do the same.
Marvel MCU tends to borrow from a lot from the
Ultimates.
There's a bit of both to be like, that's easy to swallow. It's Galactus, but really it's bugs.
That's funny to be like, it's easier to swallow when they have, like you said, shown Celestials, gigantic Celestials. But I guess that was only in Eternals, so yeah.
The movie everyone loved.
I think Silver Surfer reference. Silver Surfer reference.
Yeah, okay. Because I can imagine them on Saber, like, just like, I don't know, being like, we've had so many strange anomalies in space.
Or maybe he'll be in a tube.
Yeah.
They love to put guys in a tube.
They truly do. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine them they're setting something up to be like, you know, why haven't you done anything for the last 30 years? Mm. Oh, because of the, you know, Galactus threat.
Well, just being like, we set up Saber to protect. Maybe they'll show like a big map of like a star system and they'll show like threats or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them will be this is something Marvel would do. It'd be like threat number, you know, like hashtag frickin', and then it'll be whatever the Silver Surfer's first appearance
was
as a comic, and people will be like, oh my God.
Yeah, it'll be similar to what we saw in the first 5 minutes of, like, there's been five attacks that were all unrelated, and it's like, you know, with Saber being like, yeah, look at, like, there's been five major conflicts in, like, the galactic battle thing, and, you know, they were unrelated, but really they are related. So it's going to be like, oh, see, it's the Skrulls in Earth doing this, but also maybe the Skrulls in space doing this. It's a bigger conspiracy it's spanning galaxies.
One last question. Do we think this will have any relevancy to future MCU projects?
Yes. It will tie in directly to the Marvels and probably kind of kickstart the Captain America Thunderbolt series.
I think no.
That is the safer bet.
It is the safer bet, yes. Well, wasn't Quantumania be like, what? You didn't watch Loki or WandaVision, idiots? We're not going to explain shit. Was that Quantumania or was that a different Marvel property, which was like...
I think it was Quantumania.
Yeah, because Multiverse of Madness, Sam Raimi was like, I didn't watch WandaVision.
It showed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That made sense.
I just don't even think Skrulls will be... Okay. I think at the
I don't think it'll be Skrulls that are the thing that like matters about this. It'll be where the characters are left.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just think it's not going to be relevant at all.
It'll be that relevance of you can explain it away in 2 sentences.
Yeah.
Oh, that, I mean, that's the classic.
That's a guarantee,
movie.
But I think in the Marvels there will not even be a reference to a Skrull whatsoever. Well, except, I mean, like, Talos might be there as a character, but they're not going to be like, hey, after the Skrull War, it's just not going to be, it's not going to have any bearing.
Talos isn't Talos. Has Mendelsohn been, like, he's going to be in Marvels?
I don't know.
Because, like, maybe kill off Mendelsohn in this.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be a shame.
That'd be a shame. I like hearing him talk.
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
Yeah. Well, that's another one for the pile.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
And I've also been Joel.
Movies tire us.
Yeah. No, but this is TV, so we're energized.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I was lying.
Hey, just be glad that this episode wasn't about Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
Exactly.
I wish it was.
Why?
Apes are funny.
It apparently stinks.
Yeah, well, it's not surprising.
This
been another episode of Based on Speculation of we've been the BS Boys. Isn't that, how about that?
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.